Good morning, Thomas.
All right. What was that? I don't know. I will call this meeting of the Washington City Council to order. Please join me in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance, removing caps and silencing phones. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thanks. Okay. Sally, would you call the roll?
Brennan?
Here.
Linsman?
Here.
Moore? Rangel?
Here.
Steggers?
Here.
Youngwood?
Here. All right. I would call for the acceptance of the agenda. All right. And thank you. And thank you. Oh, okay. Third. All right. Thank you very much. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay. Moving down to the consent agenda, we have 13 items. Did anyone have any questions or want to consider any of those separately?
I have a question on number five. Is that above what we budgeted or below?
We budget $100,000 every year.
Right, that's what I thought. It is below budget. I just want to clarify that before I okay it.
Okay. All right. Would you like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion. We approve items 1 through 13 of the consent agenda.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Ivan. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. All right. Thank you. Moving on to the special presentation, we have one appointment, and that is John Reese. He's the pastor of the Faith Baptist Church here in Washington to the Great Places Committee. One of our members, Bill Monroe, is moving, and so he will be replacing him. And let's see, did you get anything? Maybe you didn't get a paper in your packet. So anybody want to make that motion?
I'll make a motion. We approve the appointment of John Reese to the Great Places Committee.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you, Bethany. Thank you, Ivan. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same opposed, same sign. Okay, thank you very much. Now that committee is filled. We have a couple of special event requests. The first is the DAR junk in the trunk. And I see we have a representative from the DAR. So would you like to come up and talk about your event, or do you want to just answer any questions that might come up?
I'll just answer questions.
Okay.
This will be the fourth or fifth year now.
Right.
And it's basically, it's just a flea market uptown, and we charge people to use the parking spaces that are around the park just on two sides. We aren't even having food trucks this year, just vendors of people selling things.
Okay. And the date is Saturday, September 23rd. Does anybody have any questions?
And this is the second one.
What?
This is the second time you've done this?
No, it's either the fourth, maybe the fifth, maybe okay. The
I know it's been done before, so
okay.
Right. Maybe a good turnout on it. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is for the DAR fundraiser.
Mm-hmm. We're always collecting money for the cabin. We own the cabin at Sunset Park.
Mm-hmm.
And we just pretty much depleted our coffers. We put on a new roof on the cabin and had these cedar shake shingles.
Wow.
Those are very, very, very pricey.
Okay.
It's kind of a money pit. We love the cabin very much, but there's occasionally something and it's always like a lot of money.
Expensive. Well, we appreciate that you maintain it and open it to the public.
We love it, and we know the community enjoys it very much. Mm-hmm. A lot of people take pictures when the picture is out there.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you have been in the cabin? A lot of people live here all their life. They've never been in the cabin.
So,
You know, we try to have it open Sunday afternoons in the summertime. And so hope to see more people there every time we have it open.
Okay. So, does anyone have any questions or Like to make a motion.
To approve the AR junk in the trunk for September 23rd.
Thanks, Isla. Do I have a second?
Mm-hmm.
Second from Fran. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Okay, we've got
Thank
it.
You.
Thank you for coming. Another special event, Lincoln Elementary Bike-a-thon. Again, that this is a repeat event.
Annual event,
yeah.
It's the only fundraiser that Lincoln School actually does each year. And so far, been in Lincoln School and seen the new playground equipment. That's what they spent the last 3 years paying for, to get that paid for before it was even purchased.
Okay.
And the volunteers, actually they had a volunteer lined up, but the company actually brought it in and set it up for us.
So oh, great.
Kind of cool.
Notice that.
What's this year's money going towards?
I don't know what they've decided what the next thing is. I know down the road, 3 or 4 years, they're going to put another gym in there. So,
wow.
That's going to be taking up some of the green space. So, we got to figure out what we're going to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Anybody have any questions? I don't know that we have anybody here for that event, but.
So that would be me.
Oh, well, of course. Yes, you work there. That's right.
I will add that the school district provided an updated copy of their insurance, so it's on file.
Great. Okay.
You need a copy of that?
I got it.
Oh, you need to get one. Okay.
Okay. Any other comments, motions?
I make a motion.
I'm kind of too close to it to make comments.
All right.
Okay. Then you approve the link and then you bike the phone.
Thank you. I have it. Second by Bethany, thank you. Let's see, this is a simple vote. So those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay, great. Next, we've got a presentation from the public. Sally, do we have anybody here that signed up from the public?
No.
Okay, anybody here like to address council? All right, thank you for being here. And anybody online? Nope. I don't see anything. Okay, moving on. Let's move on to claims. July 5th, claims.
Okay, so I did receive a question ahead of time on the underwater distribution for Core and Main. There are supplies for the S12E for supplies for $25,106. So that's actually water main for East 3rd. To 4th through 12th, and that's in our capital improvement plan for fiscal 24, and we'll span 2 to 3 fiscal years, and that's an in-house project. So we looked at the budget and we had money left this year, so we tried to buy it's probably a little under half this year, and then we'll purchase the rest of the supplies next year.
Okay, great. So what street is this for? What project?
It's South 3rd. 4 and then up to 12. So that would be the
wow. Top. Right. Over there. Okay.
That's it.
Up to 12. Wow. Okay.
That's where I live also.
All right. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a good way to do it, kind of spread the payments out. We've got the money there. Okay. Anybody else have any questions about the claims for Kelsey?
Make a motion to approve the claims for July 5th, 2023.
Thank you, Fran. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thanks, Ivan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay. Under new business now is the discussion and consideration of a resolution authorizing tax abatement under the Washington Urban Revitalization for 120 East Main Street, and this is the Griner Building. We had this on our last agenda, if you remember, and we hadn't received official word that they were going through with this, and now we have that signed application. And anybody have any questions about this?
And you do have a representative from Griner Buildings here.
Ah.
Sorry, I almost forgot. I had it at 6:30.
Well, okay. We're in time. So. Anything you'd like to add or?
No, I believe Matt signed the papers today, actually. So ready to move on, hopefully, and start our rebuild here soon.
Okay. We're glad that that's happening. So we would need to consider this resolution for the tax abatement for this project.
I think the question we had last time was whether there will be a new addition on the building or whether this rebuilding exists.
Yes, there will be a new addition, the second story addition to equalize the building for the full size.
I think we might have seen a picture or a rendering of that or something. Yeah. So kind of just bring it straight out that second floor. Okay.
Motion to approve the resolution for tax abatement for 120 East Main Street.
Thank you, Isla. Do I have a second? And Ivan, thank you for the second. This is a resolution. So Sally, will you call the roll?
Linsman?
Yes.
Ringel?
Yes.
Sigers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Youngquist.
Yes. Okay. Great. And then we have another tax abatement resolution for 512 South 15th Avenue. And you have the information about this one on in that new area. Any questions about this one? We know where it is. Do you guys know where it is? Kind of.
New development out there.
Yeah, that little South 15th Street.
BP kind of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Connects with East Adams and it's a loop. Several new houses going up there.
Motion to approve the tax abatement for 512 South 15th Avenue.
Thanks, Bethany. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Fran. Sally, again, for call the roll.
Ringel?
Yes.
Sigers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Linsman?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Okay. Next is the second reading of this ordinance. How would you abbreviate that long paragraph?
Basically, it takes property taxes, puts it into a special fund, and then it gets dispersed to us once we certify it.
Kind of is a TIF?
Yes.
Yes. A TIF. And this is the area
on the east side of town.
Yeah. Can we say what's going there?
Yeah, it's a hotel.
It's going to be the new hotel.
What
this is just west of Pizza Ranch on the south side of the highway. There is a house
west of the fireplace store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, kind of you go into the Walmart parking lot.
No, it's actually it's on the highway. That.
Walmart, Pizza Ranch, fireworks,
and then this lot. There's a house on it.
East of the Ace. Okay.
Yeah. There's a home. There's a home there that I think they're going to. I'm not sure what they're going to do, but
the White House.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
The resident of that home died several years ago.
Do you know how it's all going?
No, I don't think we know the name of the hotel or anything. No. Branch or the
Cobblestone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Cobblestone.
Cobblestone.
That's nice. Okay, so this is the second reading approving, including that area in the urban developed renewal area, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Motion to approve the second reading of an ordinance providing general property tax levy, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, we don't need to say it again. Thank you. Isla, do I have a second?
Second.
All right, thanks, Bethany. Again, Sally, this is an ordinance, so we need to do it.
Sigers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Linsman?
Yes.
Ringel?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. All right. Number four, discussion and consideration of a second reading. Ordinance amending the municipal code, putting some stop signs out in the new, at the new Country Club development. And there's a little, still there's a map in here showing that locations along that new street. Anybody have questions or can we move ahead and vote the second reading?
Yeah, I haven't heard any feedback on it. So,
okay.
Yeah, motion to approve the second reading of the ordinance having these new stop signs.
All right. Thanks, Stephanie.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Ivan. Sally, is this a? Yep. Thank you. Would you call the roll?
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Snyders?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. And then with your permission, we'd have to waive the rules. We could move ahead with a third reading tonight. It's pretty much a no-brainer as far as not very non-controversial, but we'll have to vote to approve the waiving of the rules and then vote for the third reading. So does that make sense?
Is there a reason behind doing the third reading right away?
Is there
because there's
no kind of issue?
No, nothing like that. But I mean, it's the stop signs are already up,
right?
So it's a kind of a moot point. I mean, it's a formality to finish do second and third reading tonight.
Gotcha.
There's quite a bit of traffic out that way now.
Yeah, construction things.
So we need a motion to approve the third reading, or
a motion to waive the rule.
I'll make a motion. We waive the rule of the third reading for.
Or waive the rule of.
The third reading and final reading of the ordinance amending municipal code. Chapter 69 parking regulations.
Okay.
Did I get enough of it in?
I haven't stopped. This, we're on this one yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yep.
65.2.
Okay. Ivan seconded that. So now we are just voting on the motion to waive the rule.
Correct. Right.
Okay. So Sally, would you call the roll?
Glinsman?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Snyders?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Okay. Now let's vote on the third reading of this ordinance. So I need a motion to approve the third reading.
Make the motion to approve the third reading.
Thank you, Fran. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Bethany. And Sally, would you call the roll?
Rangel?
Yes.
Snyders?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. All right. We have the stop signs officially approved now. Now we are looking at the discussion consideration of the second reading. And this was, as I understand it, just some cleaning up of some of the ordinances. Is that right? Or
Thursday night cleaning, street cleaning, we're going to allow parking in the center.
Parking. And then there's something.
And then the, number 8, that's already being done. It just wasn't in the code book.
Ah, okay. So we need to approve the second reading, and then also we can possibly waive the rules and do the final reading if you so choose. So.
To approve the second reading.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you, Bethany and Isla. Sally, would you call that roll?
Snyders?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. All right. Now, if we wish to, we can amend the rules, waive the rules, and do the third reading tonight.
To make a motion, we waive the rule of the third reading.
All right. Thank you, Fran.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Ivan. Sally, call the roll.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Snyders?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Okay, now we can vote on the third reading of this ordinance. So who would like to make the motion?
I'll make a motion. We approve the third reading.
Second.
Thank you, Ivan. Thank you, Fran. Sally, would you call the roll?
Glinsman?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Snyders?
Yeah.
Ernest? Yes. Youngquist?
Yes. Okay. Very good. Wow, that was.
So we'll need to order new signs for downtown.
They've already been ordered.
Perfect. Great.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Well,
that's why we wouldn't approve it.
Yeah, really. Okay, now we've got some old business here. First is the employee handbook, but I understand we aren't ready to.
Not ready to do that yet.
And also the vacant building code, we are making progress with that. We're not ready to bring it to you guys. Probably will be next month.
Yeah, I'm hoping by the first meeting in August.
Maybe. Okay. We're waiting for Kevin also to kind of approve what we've done so far and see if there's anything needs tweaking. Okay, so old business is out. So workshop, You have this chapter 130 of the code of ordinances regarding public sale of food and beverages from mobile food vendors in the city limits. And we got some feedback from, I don't know exactly who, but various individuals. And so we, anything in the blue are the, is the new wording, and the red crossed out is what we're taking out, replacing it with the blue. Does anybody have, hopefully you've had a chance to look at this. Any questions? Anything that jumps out at you?
Did we address if an out-of-town fire department will not sign off on a truck? Do we know what we're going to do about that?
So the two options, if they're from out of the county, would be to have their local fire department do the inspection on our form, or to set up an inspection with our fire department when they're in town.
Okay. Good question.
Did we hear any feedback from the chamber on this?
Yes. So the portion regarding the special events is what we've heard back from the chamber. It's, we've been through our first season and we've seen where we need to tweak what we have.
Okay. And was that feedback, recent feedback, or feedback from earlier?
Oh, recent.
Recent, okay. So that would be under what?
So that would be under section F exempt.
Yes.
Okay.
When we reviewed this, the administrator, Mike Husker, and myself met with the fire chief and our inspector, Mark Chinowith, and then we also had environmental health representatives there as well. So they were able to tell us a little bit more about the state requirements and their county requirements so that we can really ensure safety while still working with the vendors.
That's good. Okay. What do you guys think?
I think the changes make sense and they still align with the spirit of our initial intention. So I would make the motion to approve the first reading of this ordinance.
Yeah.
With the revision. I don't know if we can say that or not.
I'll second that.
Okay. Sally, would you call the roll?
Ringo?
Yes.
Divers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Linsman?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Okay. Good work. So that concludes our workshop and new and old business. Do we have any departmental reports? Anything from anybody?
We've extended an offer for our open position, and that's been accepted pending all the pre-employment testing and things like that. So hopefully another week we'll have be able to announce a name for you. We're looking at a tentative start date of July 24th for our officer. You will need to attend the law enforcement academy. So we'll send another one to the academy. Hopefully the one that starts in August. The only other thing to report, pretty uneventful 4th of July weekend. For the most part, we did have 16 calls for service related to fireworks complaints, but that was down from 26 during the same 7-day period last year, and actually down quite a bit from the 38 we had in 2021. So I heard a lot myself, but we didn't have as many people phoning in.
Okay.
And no reports that I'm aware of any injuries or any fires or damage to any properties.
All right.
That was good as well.
Very good. All right. Deanna, do you have any?
I don't really have anything more to add, except I did provide a copy of this to all of you that that they're having a groundbreaking ceremony for the new pool at the Y on July 11th at 11 a.m. So
Great. Thank you. Okay, well, why don't we start with Bethany with this time? You have any?
The only thing I was going to say is I thought the fireworks display was well done given our limited budget, and I heard positive feedback from sitting here.
Good. Good. Yeah.
I think the fireworks went pretty well. I didn't hear a lot of. There was a little bit in the neighborhood, but not much. Many firecrackers, it sounded like. Mm. Not too many aerial things. That was good. Actually, it was a pretty quiet day yesterday, really.
All right. Hi, Ben.
The only thing is I received a phone call from a resident just north of Stewart. All the neighborhoods complaining about they wanted to rezone that farm ground to R4. I was home for about an hour just hearing that they do not agree with it. This, that,
and I've also got calls about that.
I think all of us have, and that has not even went to planning and zoning yet.
Okay,
so somebody's got excited about it and got everybody stirred up, basically. So yeah. I think we will be having hopefully a planning and zoning meeting in July, and they will come and they will present what they plan to do. So everybody can have all their answers, mm-hmm. you know, questions answered, and but nothing has been approved. So
is it even sold yet?
I heard there, I did not drive up there today, but I did hear that there is some sold signs on the property. So,
but I drove up today after I told you that, yeah. And I didn't see any signs
anywhere
for sale or sold.
And it hasn't been changed on Beacon. We did look at that, and on the ancestor site, it hasn't been changed anywhere mm-hmm. yet. So,
can anybody? It's up. The PNZ is public.
Public meeting, yeah. Absolutely.
So anybody can come.
Mm-hmm.
So those people who are.
And that is.
Do we know when that
we
is?
We don't
is
know
that,
when the meeting is yet. Oh, I don't know when the meeting is.
Do they have? They don't have a regular meeting schedule.
Well, normally it's the second Tuesday of the month, but we hadn't got any updated information from anybody that we needed a meeting, so we hadn't set it yet. But I think we'll try to find a day in July to meet and have this particular meeting. So.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
Sorry.
Okay. Deanna and I have been meeting, and Bethany also, with the downtown vacant building committee, and we're making some good progress, and like I said, we'll hopefully have something to you next month. For our Great Places committee, we had a meeting with Mike Zaz last week, finding out all about his collections, which there are many things, so don't know what that might lead to, but you know, we learned a lot about things. Hotel Motel is working to put in two Welcome to Washington signs. They're still in the process of getting final pricing, and maybe we'll apply for a grant, but we've got the locations. We have a spot for both of them. So that's coming along. Otherwise, I don't have too much. I was out of town or didn't get to see our fireworks, but so sorry to have missed it, considering how much money we put into it, but otherwise it's going well. Fran, you get to close.
No, on that note, last year our fireworks show lasted 28 minutes. We thought it was a great improvement from the 4 minutes the year before.
Oh, really?
And last night's was 27.
Well,
which isn't bad. It's good. I thought it was a very good show. I liked the way it ended, the way it worked up. It's kind of two shot areas going up, which was different, so people could get a different. And look at what was going on. So I really enjoyed it. And then the last thing I got, I don't know if we give above and beyond to people, but we've had a stray kitten in our neighborhood for about 10 days. And it's about 5 weeks old. And of course, my girlfriend thinks she has to feed every wild animal that comes along. So it stayed in her neighborhood, and it's not afraid of vehicles. So it's laid down the street. Kids run toward it with his bikes. He doesn't care. Long story short, Elaine came by on a bike, and it stopped in front of Elaine and laid down in the street in front of her.
Elaine Moore?
Yeah. Oh. And so she said she was going to try to do something with it, but everything was full. She dropped past our house the other day with her car and said, I want the kitten. And it was eating at the time. And she said she's going to get it taken care of. It's full of fleas and all that stuff. But she grabbed it, put it in her truck and took it off. Said she had a great home for it. So she did that in 2 days when she said everything was totally full, you know, within 48 hours before that. So I think kudos to her and what she does that we don't know about behind the scenes stuff. I think that needs to be recognized a little bit because it's what we do.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
And on that note, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Who would like to second? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we have it. Great. Hey, it's 30
minutes. Did you ever oppose to do this?
I know.
It's crazy.
Wow. So now. Here's the